Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from beautiful, sunny Southern California. Hope you're having a great day. Discover match all the cash back you earn your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Carly Lloyd's going to join us. Of course, U.S. Women's National Team midfielder. We'll get her sense of what we're going to see in the Olympics this summer, because we were supposed to have the Olympics last summer, but there hasn't exactly been a ton of stuff going on in term team soccer on television over the past year. Carly Little will catch up there. We'll get to Trevor Sikma, who's an NFL senior writer for the Draft Network. Get his take now that we have a couple days removed on who has the best plan, whether or not that plan comes into fruition or not, who has the best plan. And then Eric Edholm will join us from Yahoo Sports. We'll also talk some NFL draft. But the draft in many ways was overshadowed because one of the superstar players, I mean, we're okay calling Aaron Rodgers a superstar, right? I mean, he was this year's NFL's MVP. He's won a Super Bowl. And he's also, you know, the face of the discount double check and many other commercials, right? So he's been the guest host on Jeopardy. He's a superstar. He's above the level of even 90% of the quarterbacks in terms of name recognition out there. It wasn't until draft day that we found out he was so disenchanted with the Packers that he would be willing to not return or potentially retire. We found that out draft day. So a week ago, this coming Thursday. And I hypothesized this last Thursday, and I believe it to be true now that I've talked to many people in the league. A story like that comes out when he wants to come out, and he wanted to come out on draft day because he wanted to the Packers for drafting Jordan Love in the first round last year, not telling him. So it was, for lack of a better term, petty. Don't believe me? Here's Terry Bradshaw on a radio show in New York.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one? And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
I think it's about a conversation. I think if we're being fair with Aaron Rodgers, is he upset? Yes. And I had coffee with an NFL GM this morning, and he told me he's like, every place I've been, your starting quarterback calls you or texts you as soon as you draft a quarterback in any round. It doesn't matter how secure the guy is. And he's like, look, this is not new. Now, should Green Bay have given him a little bit of heads up? Yeah. Should they give him a little bit of, just kind of a little bit of feeling like he's got a say in the room specifically with his offense? Sure they should. And I think that's what a lot more of this is about than the idea of competition. He believes that they have a plan for him to be shown the door. Like, here's the thing, though. If Aaron Rodgers wanted control over his career and where he was going to play, he shouldn't have signed that last contract. That's really what it comes down to. You know, I disagree with how much the Dallas Cowboys are paying Dak, but at least God bless Dak. Dak, at the end of this next deal, he'll control his own fate. If he feels like the organization has not been fair to him, I would say the organization's been more than fair to him. But you're allowed to, that's the one thing about Brady. Like, Tom Brady left, but he left after 19 years. And he's like, I just want to try something different. And he was a free agent, free to walk. The guy said, you have a contract for 3 more years. If you wanted to control your own destiny, then you know what you shouldn't have signed? You shouldn't have signed a long-term contract. Like, well, I would have made less money. Okay. But now you would have been able to control it. So I would say that's why he's so angry and spiteful. He's like, look, I signed what I thought was a lifetime deal. I played well. I went along with everything. And this is what happened. And they're probably thinking like, Aaron, we don't really know with you. We didn't know with you. We signed you to a long-term deal. But, you know, when we drafted Jordan Love, we didn't know how much you had left in the tank because you hadn't played as well as you did this year. It's the old failure to communicate. Failure to communicate. I don't think that means he's mentally soft. I do think that he's somebody who feels like he deserves to be told. Here's Greg Jennings, a former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, on FS1 yesterday.
The one issue when it comes to Aaron Rodgers is when you have touched him, when you have wronged him, and you're on the other side, there is no forgetting that. There is no letting that go. And that is what Aaron Rodgers is dealing with and facing. He is looking at a general manager that, in the manner of, yes, he does have to replace guys. That is his job. That is why you hire general managers, to replace talent. However, the manner of which he went and did it, reaching for a first round guy who potentially would have never even gotten drafted in the first round, moving up to grab him.
Correct.
That, in my opinion, correct, in Aaron Rodgers' opinion, was a blatant slap in the face.
Okay. Well, I love Greg and I've worked with him before and he played in the NFL, but he's wrong if he thinks that Jordan Love wasn't getting drafted in the first round. Right. That's why the Packers moved up. It was to move in front of somebody who they thought was going to take him. If you remember, Jordan Love was viewed as kind of this year's Trey Lance. You know, a guy very inexperienced, one really good year, one disappointing year at Utah State, but a ton of talent. And he's viewed as he was 2 years away, which is kind of their timeline for let's wait and see on Aaron Rodgers. But it's... like, let's not change. If you want to say they didn't communicate with him, fine. The only reason they traded up was they thought they had a first-round draft pick talent quarterback. They knew with Aaron Rodgers, they're not going to select in the top 10, 15 picks. So to move up a couple spots and just get rid of a third or fourth-round pick to do so, that doesn't kill them. When you start to have to move multiple ones and move around to move up in the draft to get a quarterback, that's what kills your franchise. You know, look what the Bears had to do. That's what they would have had to do. So instead, they got a guy who's a developmental quarterback because they knew they're not in the market right now to get a new quarterback. When they are next year or the following year, they'll have a replacement. So I do think Aaron is petty. I do think that Green Bay should have communicated better. So he has a bit of a point. But I also think, where's he going to go? You going to retire? You're not paying back $22 million in bonuses. And I don't think Green Bay particularly wants to ask. You going to force yourself to be traded? Fine. It happens all the time. Russell Wilson asked to be traded. He's still in Seattle. Deshaun Watson wasn't going to be traded. He's still in Houston. Now he's untradeable. But I do think that the pettiness that I talked about, the fact that he uses that spite as fuel, but sometimes it comes around to bite him, is why and when it came out and how it's come out. And now we're at the place of, okay, we know it's Brian Gutekunst that on some level he believes has done him wrong. BetRivers Sportsbook wants to invite you to discover the complete sports betting experience. The foundation of that experience is a massive number of betting options on nearly every regulated sporting event all around the world. Add on top of that, live streaming of sports every day. There's almost always a live match to watch right in your BetRivers Sportsbook app. It's right on your phone. You go to the BetRivers features top-tier customer service, ready to answer your questions anytime, day or night. Plus, they have this unique rush pay system. BetRivers can authorize most withdrawal requests instantly. Customer satisfaction is always their number one priority, and BetRivers will match your first deposit up to $250. Now, unlike some other sports books, BetRivers only requires a one-time pay-through to turn bonuses into cash. Experience the difference. Go to BetRivers.com. You'll see for yourself. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado and Illinois and Indiana and Pennsylvania to play. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Remember, that's BetRivers.com.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. When I saw the final score, I was like, is that a real score? And the answer is apparently. Yeah, last night I was watching it. I watched a bunch of NBA hoops last night. And, I mean, the Lakers nearly gave one away. Boy, the Warriors put it on the Pelicans. Zion had 32, but Draymond really frustrated him in the first half, and Steph ends up with 41-8. I'll tell you, kind of a sneaky good team is the Hawks. Since they made the coaching change, I kind of like the Hawks. I want to be careful how I see it. And of course, everybody's going crazy because the Knicks won their 37th game, 118-104. Julius Randle, 28-6. But, you know, maybe more interesting is the Wizards, who got off to a miserable start, as they're trying to get into the regular playoffs or the play-in, they end up winning in regulation 154-141. That's in regulation. In regulation. That's insane. Insane. Yeah, I would say the over. I don't even know the over-under, but there's the likelihood of a 295 being the over-under, it was pretty comical. What do you think the over-under was in it? I actually just pulled it up.
Oh, man. 230.
What do you think there, Ramos?
See, Wizards, they score a lot. I would say like 210.
210? So you thought both teams would score 105 points?
Yeah. Why not? Low scoring game.
Okay. What'd you think the line should be Isaac Lohenkron? Oh, Steve DeSager. Steve, what'd you think?
I'll say 211 and try and win both showcases.
I like the way you think. Okay. So the Washington Wizards taking on the Pacers last night, was that May 3rd? Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So the betting line was the Wizards were 3.5-point favorites, so they covered. The over-under was 246. 246. So what did you say, Gavin?
I said 230.
Okay, so you win without going over.
There we go. Right?
You win without going over. But still, even 246, that splits into what? Like 125, 121?
Yeah.
That's still high, right?
Yeah. You think that's
even
a pretty...
Even now, yeah.
Yeah. Then you look at the score, 154-141. You're like, damn.
Oh, dude. Man.
In regulation,
Regulation. Washington scored 36, 46, 40, and 32 in the fourth quarter. Anyway, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, 24 assists. That's insane. That's crazy. 24 assists. Now, if you've watched, the NBA assist has gotten worse and worse. Like, you pass to a guy, he takes four dribbles. Well, it led directly to a basket, but he did. He had 24 assists. Now, they made 63 field goals, so it's not as crazy as it seems. Here's Scott Brooks after the game talking about his star point guard.
I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever, but I think he's past one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. He's going to, what he does, there's no point guard has ever done it. Nobody.
He's absolutely technically correct. So if we're going to go by the stats, he's the greatest point guard ever. The reality is that's not the reality. The perception would be is based upon the stats. The reality is there's far more possessions dominated by one or two guys on this team than other teams in the league. And when you have more possessions, you have more shots. When you have more shots, you have more assists, you have more rebounds. And then when you have the ball as much as he has, then you have more points as well. And he only took 8 shots last night. He clearly came in trying to set up his teammates, and he accomplished that task getting 24 assists. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Russell Westbrook stinks or that he won't be in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't stink. He's really good. He will be in the Hall of Fame. But, and I love Scotty. I've known him since I was a kid watching him play at UC Irvine. But does he really think he's better than Isaiah Thomas and Steve Nash and John Stockton? You know, is he better than Chris Paul? And if it's about the triple doubles and the stats, then okay, that would mean he's better than Jason Kidd. He's not. He's not. So I don't think you can go by the raw data of the stats. I think you have to take into account how the game is played, how he plays where he dominates the ball, the volume of possessions, as well as the volume of possessions he has the ball. And it's a better explanation for why he's so statistically dominant. If we go by stats, he's the greatest NBA player in modern basketball history. This is why we can't simply go just by stats.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I wonder how much of the gear was like printed up for the Olympics and then just like, you know what I mean? It's for the 2020 Olympics now is like, oh, we got to add a one. Like, do you think they already had some of the sublimation and screen printing done?
Probably, I would assume. I mean, you got to have that stuff prepared way in advance of the actual Olympics. So
yeah, I mean, how far
advanced
is a lot?
They're still going to call it the 2020 Olympics. Actually,
they are.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. Well, if it doesn't get held this summer, it's just not going to be held. It's going to be a hole in the schedule, and they'll have Winter Olympics in China next year.
Obviously Japan is not great. India is really, really, really bad.
Right. Brazil, Colombia.
Yeah, all of those countries. But we're talking, how many months away are we? Like, when is the drop? I thought that we passed the drop dead date to where they have to do it now.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 months they're going to start events.
Yeah, I mean, how do they? Shouldn't every athlete have to be vaccinated? Doesn't that like alleviate some of the
fears? Yeah, they're going to have thousands of athletes in a bubble. And not allow anyone to come in from outside as a fan. And they can't get it under control in the country where they're asking the athletes to arrive.
Yes. Yes. But if you're vaccinated, how big an issue is it?
Yeah, less. Less of an issue. Mm-hmm. But.
All right. Carly Lloyd joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. We were just talking about like the Olympics, like, do you know? Do we know? Like, we think it's a go. Do they call important people like you and go, Carly, it's a go, or Carly, it's not a go? Do you know for sure if we're playing this summer?
I mean, I guess no news is good news. It's all going forward as of now. So that's a good thing.
What's that like from your perspective? What is it like for all these players where they think, but it's been just such a weird in terms of the ramp up the last year and everything that happened last year. What do you think that this is all like?
It's hard. You know, I think for soccer players, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it just extends it another year. But for, you know, people that, I don't know, are wrestlers, track, other sports where, you know, everything is timed perfectly of when you're going to have trials and when you're going to peak. And so I know it probably has to make it incredibly difficult for some of those athletes. But I think, you know, the nature of life in general is that it's very unpredictable. So, you know, here's something that's really out of all of our control. And everybody just has to prepare as if it's going to go on. Obviously, we, you know, hear rumblings like the people in Japan don't want it. And I think there, you know, is another, you know, emergency that they have over there with a couple of new waves of the virus. So you kind of have to just block all that out and just train as if everything's going according to plan, and then just deal with it.
Kylie Lloyd joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show, a two-time World Cup champion, two-time FIFA World Player of the Year, two-time Olympic gold medalist, searching for that third gold medal this summer. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Was it COVID? Was it all this stuff being shut down? What led to you reconnecting with your family?
I think it was a lot of different things. I think the slow pace of life. Obviously, I picked up an injury where I eventually had to get surgery in 2020. So that actually came first. Next was cutting ties with my former trainer of 17 years. So that kind of happened in September. And then before you know it, I started talking with my family and reconnecting and just thinking a lot about that, about where we had gotten to at this point and, you know, what it was really about. And, next thing you know, we're spending Thanksgiving and Christmas together and we all haven't looked back since. So it's been really amazing. I know 2020 has been a really challenging year for most people. I'm extremely blessed, because I've got my family back in my life again. And I think it was just, you know, all, the right timing on both sides. So, that's the most important thing.
Who picked up the phone first?
You know, my sister, I had been talking to my sister since 2016, since my book came out. She reached out to me, and she was actually pregnant, about to deliver her first child, and I think, you know, those emotions, she wanted, you know, her firstborn to have an aunt and an uncle. So we have been talking since then, and you know, I just had been talking to her throughout 2020, and she kind of helped bridge everything together. So it's just weird how things kind of work out. The fact that we were talking and she kind of helped bridge that thing together. But it was, you know, really great. And, you know, it was definitely a little different at first when you're, you know, seeing your parents for the first time in, you know, 12 years or so. So it was definitely an amazing feeling.
Well, I mean, there always is some light that comes out of the darkness, and that's amazing, amazing stuff. Kylie Lloyd joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. You've been doing this a long time, okay? Most random. I played professional basketball in Russia, okay? So my first professional game in Russia, we played in St. Petersburg, and I got done, and you know, I want to get some ice for my knees, so I was like, "Can I get some ice?" And like, "Lit." It's like, "I just ice. I don't lit lit." I was like, "Yeah, lit." Like, "Nina snig." I was like, "I don't care. Just bring." So they went outside. They literally scooped up some ice and put it in a couple of like plastic trash bags. And that's what I did. Scooped up snow, literally snow off the ground, packed it in. And that was your ice. Most random post game. Cause you played everywhere, right? I mean, Man City, the leagues all in the States, everywhere in the world, most random post game treatment where?
You know, I can't say that I've ever had an experience like that, but I do know that most people in Europe, they don't do the ice thing. Ice is not a big thing for them.
No, they do the single day. Yeah, they do the sauna. But in Russia, they do the sauna, and then you hop into the cold tub, and then you hop out, and then they beat you with the leaves. They do all kinds of stuff there. Like, did you ever do the sauna where they did the honey on you in the sauna or any of that stuff?
No, you've had some crazy experiences. I haven't had that many crazy experiences like you have.
Well, I was trying to set you up for the CBD stuff that you're working with now, right? Like, because now you come out, you lather yourself up, you get the CBD oils.
Yeah.
Huh? I know.
Yeah,
but
what
used to be the crazy treatments are like, this stuff makes what sense?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a market that I think many athletes are starting to tap into. Obviously, we as athletes need products to be THC free. So that's a big thing because of the drug testing and all that. So yeah, when my agent sent me a box of CBD Medic products last year, this is actually even before my knee injury, I'm like, oh, okay, give these a try. Next thing you know, I'm going in for surgery, and I'm rubbing this stuff on my knee, and it was instant. I mean, you know, usually you get products, and you're like, oh, okay, they somewhat work. But this was instant. You know, I've used the arthritis cream, the active sport one. Sleep with the arthritis one really works good, but it's been a lifesaver because I've never had to go through a surgery before. And so when you go through a surgery, you know, have all these scar tissue pains and just stuff that you have to break down in there. So it really helped me. And it's been, you know, amazing partner to be associated with. And I've given the products to my family, my husband, everybody loves them. So it's great. And there's even 25% off. So everybody can check out charlottesweb.com and get 25% off with my promo code of Carly25. So I encourage you all to check out some of the awesome products.
charlottesweb.com, promo code Carly25. What is the feeling like of having a medal around your neck and seeing Old Glory in front of you? Like, you've been like, when you play national teams and you play international soccer, you've seen and done everything. You know other countries. We're far from perfect, but that moment where it starts to play and it gets real, who you are, what you represent, and all the successes you ladies have had, what's that moment like?
It's incredible. You know, I've been across the world. I've been to many, many places. You know, you're proud. You're proud to represent your country. You know, it's an honor every time I step out onto the pitch to be able to play alongside of my teammates, to play for the fans, play for our country. So it's amazing. And, you know, there's no feeling in the world that I could ever describe of how it feels to stand up on a podium and receive a gold medal. We're going to say gold medal because I have two gold medals. So it's just amazing. And I know this team now, we've got a lot of great players on it. Obviously Vlaco has to make some decisions as far as rosters. But you know, this team is incredibly talented, and we're going to all do our best, no matter who's on the roster, to go fight for that gold medal.
How's your knee?
Knee's been great. I've been probably training harder now at the age of almost 39 than I ever have in my career. So my load has increased. Knee's feeling strong, feeling good. All is good.
Carly, I, you know, as somebody who's passed through their mid-30s, you're still in your mid-30s. Until you're 40, you're in your mid-30s. That's it. Like, yeah, you know, as somebody who's in my mid-30s, coming back from a knee injury, you don't need to throw. It doesn't matter if you're 39 or 31. You're in your mid-30s. Technically, you're somewhere in the middle of your 30s.
That is true. Once I hit 39 in July, though, this summer, it's like, oh, you're really close to 40. You know, 38's like, 39. My husband said to me the other day, he's like, you're going to be 39. And I'm like, wow. Okay.
You wanted to come out there, hun. You're going to be 39.
Yeah.
That's a long, you're really old. You're just, but listen, not for me. I'm just young at heart. Carly, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us again. Remember that charlottesweb.com. The promo code is Carly21. Cannot wait to see you represent us in Japan this summer. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. That's Carly Lloyd, midfielder, two-time FIFA World Player of the Year, two-time World Cup champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist. You know, so on a far smaller scale, as you guys know, when I first joined Fox Sports Radio 4 years ago, I was set to coach the Maccabi national team. What is that? It's like the Jewish national team for representing the United States. So again, keep in mind, like, Jews make up, what, 3% of the population in the United States? Like, we're pretty small and not obviously known for much of our, outside of Julian Edelman, right, recently, not recently known for all of our athletic prowess, right? But when you go to Israel for the Jewish Olympics, like, you have all these countries and You're still your USA. You're representing your country. So I don't know what that feels like in the actual Olympics or in the World Cup. I can't. I have no idea. But I can tell you on a smaller scale, I've done it as a player and as a coach. And it is the most emotional moment in connection with your country. There's like four or five moments where I just brought to absolute tears, right? When after 9/11, when George Bush was on top of the rubble, that was one. And this was another one, right? Where you just have, honestly, the night Obama was elected, just the idea that we passed over a threshold and there was a certain connection and feeling about our country that is, and the thing that I think is universal, and you know, many of the women of the national team have been outspoken about things they want to see change in the United States. Like, I do think that one, obviously everybody's right to their opinion, but two, it all at the end of the day, when you're in a different country, you're like, yeah, I want this to be changed at home, but I prefer home to anywhere else. Anywhere else. Steve, have you ever been to Olympics? Did you go? You're not
1984. I did.
I went to 84. I went to the basketball.
I went to volleyball, baseball, soccer. All in one weekend.
All in one weekend?
Yes.
And there was no traffic. It was
right. Everybody left. People were so scared it was going to be the worst traffic ever.
Well, everybody
it was the
left,
best.
And then they changed people's jobs. So they worked at night. This is before everybody became third shifters.
Hopefully this will happen again because LA's going to have the Olympics again 2028 with the new Rams Stadium.
Yes. Well, they have all the stadiums cranking, you know, it'd be...
Yeah, but like opening ceremonies there. You know that they're supposed to have the archery event just outside the Rams' new stadium, that lake, that man-made lake they constructed as well, shooting the arrows over the lake and creating their own grandstand and everything. That's going to be a venue.
That will be quite the venue. Quite the venue.
They have some good ideas. Even you remember when...
Do you know how good... One of the things is like, people. Do you know how good those guys are, like the archery guys? They are so... Good.
On TV, you get no idea of the distance that they're able to hit a bullseye.
The distance,
it's amazing.
The wind, the crispness with how they do it. I mean, it's a lot like why you go to batting practice, right? Like, I never forget, I went to batting practice with the Angels a couple years ago, and they're like, all right, let's go oppo. And they're, taking fastballs and curveballs and all, placing Trout and Pujols, just placing them perfectly over where the second baseman would be, in between right field and center field, just like perfect. You have no understanding. Go to an NBA game an hour and a half early. Watch those guys work out. You're like, oh my God, they never miss.
Yeah, last weekend when they were showing Durant's workout before the game. It's just, it was crazy. Yeah.
They're incredible. They're incredible, as are those ladies.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we like to, we like to make sure we challenge some of our hosts and our update guys, and we do so by playing a game.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Steve DeSager, what's the game today?
John, the game?
Rank them.
Rank them. By the way, John Ramos, may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you and also with you.
Thank you.
It's inappropriate if all people on the board say happy Star Wars Day to him. Well,
Do you like Star Wars?
Yeah, absolutely. Steve? Absolutely. More than the people, I've heard people younger than you and I, obviously, say, hey, that Marvel stuff, that's like our Star Wars. And I feel like, okay, it was good. Congratulations. Hug it the rest of your life. It's not Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars.
No. Okay. Rank 'em means rank 1, 2, 3 in these various categories. First couple questions are about the recent NFL draft. Doug Gottlieb, rank the 3 NFL teams who improved their club the most in the recent draft.
I think
the Atlanta Falcons, for example, got Kyle Pitts at tight end.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in there though. I mean, like, I think the Lions really improved their offensive line, right? They got Penei Sewell, like that's a game changer for them. I'll do the Lions at three. The Chargers at two. I love what they did. And then I mean the Bears are either a home run or strikeout, right? So we'll go with the Bears.
Yeah, we'll see.
If they got their franchise quarterback, then they crushed it.
And by the way, were you shocked as the first round went along? And oh my goodness, the Bears are doing something here this year.
No,
Justin Fields at 11 overall.
No, but that, I mean, look, that, they did that before to move up to get
Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky. So they've shown the desire to move things around. To, I mean, they've tried to fix the quarterback thing, just to no avail.
Okay, which brings us to our second question about the draft. Rank the three teams who improved their club the least in the recent draft.
Well, I like that the Packers went cornerback, but I've just heard that the cornerback out of Georgia looks the part but doesn't play the part. So I'll put Packers at three. I'll put the Raiders at two.
I knew they were in there needs. Somewhere. Yeah.
And then I'll put the Texans at one just because they're just a mess.
Completely. Before and after the draft, in other words.
Yes.
Okay. Rank them. Rank your top three point guards of all time.
I'll go Jason Kidd three. I'll do John Stockton two and Magic Johnson one. And it's hard because you got Steve Nash right there. And I don't know what you consider Steph Curry. I don't know what you consider Damian Lillard.
Oscar Robertson.
They're more scorers. Oscar Robertson, yeah.
So no Gary Payton or, you know.
I mean, in the conversation, but no.
Okay. You got Magic number one.
Yes.
Jason Kidd in the top three.
John Stockton, two. Jason Kidd, three.
Okay. Finally, producer Gavin with a suggestion, since tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, your top three Cinco de Mayo must-haves.
Mexican beer, Mexican food, limes. Limes are one. Limes are completely and totally underrated. Limes.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Top three Mexican beers. Well, yeah, I mean, you have Dos Equis. I would put Modelo one. Dos Equis, I guess two. John, where did you go? Well, John, do you
I don't drink beer, but I did say Modelo is a good choice, so, because I know a lot of people, my friends and stuff, love Modelo. So,
wait, you can't tell us though what your it's a good like. Well, they say Pacifico. You're like, well, they say it's good.
Yeah, I drink beer. I don't like the taste of it. It doesn't taste very good. But I heard it's an acquired taste. Just like I didn't like iced tea, and I acquired the taste for it as I drank it, and now I love it. So, well, maybe if I drank beer more, I might acquire the taste. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't like
start
it.
That tonight, Jim. Let's start that tonight.
His favorite
with Jonah. Go sit down. I got to drink some Modelo.
Where's John today? He was like, well, yesterday we told him to start drinking beer.
Now I'm in the back of some street.
He doesn't want to be drunk. He's just trying to acquire the taste.
And then the fifth is with him. A fifth of something.
I would go Modelo, Especial one, Pacifico two, probably Dos Equis three. Corona is hard because it's basically American beer now, but it does have whatever they put in the Mexican beer. It has that vibe. Tecate's there as well. There's Carta Blanca, Montejo, whatever it is. Bohemia people like, and then do you know what a Michelada is, Ramos?
I think it's like tomato juice and like
it. Yeah, it's basically like you're having a Bloody Mary.
Yep.
Right. Only you add a Mexican beer to it.
That sounds good. I'm not a big Bloody Mary fan, but my wife is. Suzanne loves Bloody Marys, man.
I'm not, but everybody around me is drunk all the time. Don't really understand. I love John gave it one to give us his. He's like, that's a good ranking. I have never had that beer in my life, but I heard it's outstanding.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.